A Prayer for Thankfulness When You're Struggling, written by Wendy Van Eck and read by Kelly Givens. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians 5:18. If you're struggling with being thankful for an imperfect life at the moment, here are 5 different ways to practice thankfulness. First, a toe-to-head thank you. As a teenager, I heard Mike Pilavachi speak at a Soul Survivor event. I can't remember most of what he said, but one thing stuck with me: a prayer of gratitude when you wake up in the morning. I still do this from time to time. Basically, the idea is that as you wake up in the morning, you start at your toes and you thank God for the ability to wiggle them, and then you move up, naming various body parts and why you are thankful for them until you reach your head. I generally find at the end of this prayer that I'm pretty cheerful about the day ahead. Second, grace. Another way to build gratitude into your life, even when you aren't feeling it, is to say grace before your meal. Don't make this a rote prayer that you learned in kindergarten. Use each meal as an opportunity to thank God for one good thing in your life. If you're really drawing a blank, you can always simply thank Him that you have food for one meal. Third, the Ann Voskamp method. A few years ago now, Ann Voskamp wrote a beautiful book about how she learned to embrace gratitude through hard things. It's called 1,000 Gifts, and if by some chance you haven't read it yet, you should. Without giving too much away, the basic premise is to find 3 things to be grateful for each day. Ann Voskamp lists always read like poetry. I tried my own list for a couple months while my husband had chemo, and I definitely found myself noticing the small things to be thankful for that I might have otherwise missed. Fourth, a sunset thank you. One of my cousins was telling me recently how from the time her children are small, she tells them every time they see a sunset that God loves them. And just like the sun sets every evening, God's love for them will never change. I thought this was a beautiful idea. It also made me think of the sunset as an opportunity to thank God for being part of the day we just lived. Even if I didn't feel Him there, the sunset reminds me that He was. And fifth, the last thought at night. Something I try to do each night as I fall asleep is to thank God for at least one thing that happened that day. This prayer is usually really sleepy, but it helps me to fall asleep in a good frame of mind and forget all the difficult things that have happened in the day. Do any of these ideas sound doable to you? Do you think that they would help you to get into a cycle of cheerfulness and prayer and gratitude? Let's pray. God, sometimes life gets me down and I find it hard to see things to be thankful for. Open my eyes to see the gifts you've given me in my life. I'm going to start by thanking you for loving me enough to come to earth and to die so that we can live together forever. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi, I'm Zach.
And I'm Randy.
And we're from Salty Saints Podcast. We're a theology and apologetics podcast.
To find out more, subscribe at lifeaudio.com.